according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. At once Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were with him in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. I love this gospel story. Why? Because it's me, and I suspect it is many of you. What's going on here? First of all, this gospel takes the story of Jesus walking on the water takes place immediately after he fed the 5,000. And interesting, this story is found in all four of the gospels, which is very unusual. Remember that Mark wrote his gospel in about the year 65. Addressed to people living in Rome. Matthew, whom we're reading from this year, wrote his gospel in about the year 85, addressed to Jewish people living in present-day Damascus, Syria, who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And when he wrote his gospel, he had a copy of Mark's gospel in front of him, and he took whole sections and put them into his gospel. Luke wrote about the same time to Roman citizens living in present-day Turkey, and he also had a copy of Mark's gospel and took whole sections and incorporated it. John does not write until about the year 125, writing from the Greek Isle of Patmos, and he never heard of the other three gospels. So the fact that this story is in all four of them gives it great credibility. The Sea of Galilee is much like our own Lake Erie. It's very shallow. And so when a storm comes up, there isn't the depth to absorb it, and it becomes very ferocious. Matthew takes the story of Jesus walking in the water and tweaks it. He alone adds the section about Peter saying to Jesus, "If it is you, Lord, command me to come to you." That's not found in Mark, Luke, or John. And watch what happens. Remember, Peter always puts his foot in his mouth, constantly. So he gets out of the boat, he begins to walk on the water, and what happens? Down he goes. His faith failed him. And Jesus says to him, "O you of little faith." I do the same thing. When I face a challenge in life, I try to retreat and go to God in prayer. And the first thing I ask him is, "What do you want me to do in this situation?" And then I feel very comforted knowing that he's going to resolve the situation. The problem is he never listens to me. He's like you talking to your husband. Does he ever listen? No. He does it his way rather than my way. And when that happens, then I begin to lose my faith. And I begin to doubt and question him. And I suspect you do the same thing. Faith is not a blind leap in the dark. Faith is what all these young couples express as they come here every weekend to get married. They don't know that it's going to work. They don't know that they're going to have a life filled with bliss, with happy, healthy children, that they're going to live to old age, but they have enough faith in each other that they're willing to say I do, for better or for worse. And you and I have to have the same abiding faith in Jesus Christ, that he will do what is best for us, lest he ever say to one of us, O you of little faith. Amen.